This is Shir 34 in our series on Avodas HaBitochen. We previously established the precise volume of Ishtavos you are obligated to perform is dynamically calibrated to your individual level of Bitochen. To complete this foundational framework, we must introduce a critical concept. Even if a person reaches the ultimate pinnacle of Bitochen, where they are only required to perform the absolute minimum level of physical effort, they remain metaphysically commanded to execute that minimum as a necessary garment to mask the supernatural hand of Hashem. You must perform a baseline of labor to effectively be master es anes, to hide the miracle. Hashem maintains a profound desire for the world to be governed under the veil of Hester Panim, a hidden face, rather than in a manner that reveals the overt miraculous intervention of the divine. As the Darsha Saran explains in Darsha Shemini, the desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hachno'o menhagei shel oilam b'chol mad efsher. He wants to run the world as much as possible in the regular nature. Sha'teva yokor be'inov lo yishanenu ela letzirich hechrach. Nature is precious in his eyes, and he will only change it if it's an absolute necessity. The Ran elaborates that for this very reason, Moshe Rabbeinu did not feel that there was a necessity for Klal Yisrael to have the slav, the quail, and he said that Klal Yisrael can just shep for themselves tzoynu bakar, the sheep and the cattle that they brought out from Mitzrayim. The deeper implication is that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never innovate a miracle and a wonder for something that is not an absolute necessity. The Ramban similarly clarifies in Devarim, Perchov, Pasuk Tes, HaTorah hi matzava b'derech eretz. The Torah commands us to do things in a regular, natural way. V'ta'ase hanisim me'reyov behester, and he does miracles even for tzaddikim in a hidden way. V'eino chofetz lefnei hashinoi b'tivoy shel olam. There is a desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that he does not like to change nature. He only intervenes when there is no other way to save the person, or when he wants to be a mefarsim, or to publicize his name to creations, as it was like as by Kriyas Yamsuf. Building upon this, Rav Moshe Sternbach notes in Echelek Gimel, Simin Tuf Pei Aleph, that even when a heavenly fire descended upon the Mizbeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to bring a fire from a hedyid in order to cover the miracle as much as possible. Furthermore, the Michlam Elio explores what constitutes the minimum hishtalus required of us. He cites Rabbeinu Zundel Misalant, who posits that we are obligated to exert effort in a manner that allows the resulting bounty to appear to the human eye as if it were a direct product of a natural cause. We are required to perform our hishtalus in a way that when we receive the ultimate blessing, we can attribute it to the natural sequence of events. By doing this, anyone who willfully chooses to ignore the divine hand and misattribute their success to nature alone is empowered to make that error. Once you have fulfilled the requirement of quote-unquote masking the miracle, the obligation of the obligatory measure of Ishtalos is fully satisfied. A compelling testament to this principle is found in the life of Yaakov Avinu, as it says in Bereishis, Perchof, Tes, Chof Ches, Pasuk Aleph, by Yikach, that Yaakov Avinu took the stones and put it around his head. Rashi explains because he was scared of wild animals. He made a protection around his head and asked the Saba Mikelm, how does this protect Yaakov Avinu from wild animals? And he answered that Yaakov did this just to hide the nates as much as possible. In the same spirit, the Sephora writes in the Bereishis Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tazayin, that Rachel and Leah did not solely rely on tefillah to have children. They performed active ishtalos by bringing in co-wives and use of dudayim, talking about making the 12 shvatim. Their tefillahs were heard because they did ishtalos. Ki ro'u letzadik sheyase ishtalos hativi ha'efshar etzli lahasi chetzoy. It's proper for a tzadik to do the natural ishtalos that is possible to achieve what he wants. Together with that, to daven that he should achieve that purpose. And next year, we will continue with this topic.